Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Steve.
I'm Kevin.
And welcome to another episode of The Last Podcast You'd Want. How are we doing, everybody? I hope that your Friday is doing well. Today is Friday the 14th. Sorry, Jason. Day late and a dollar short.
Kevin. It happened.
Kevin, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, let's jump right into it. We're going to get into IMDb birthdays. We're going to start with Little Miss Sunshine, Abigail Breslin. How old do you think she's turning?
Oh, we'll go, man, I don't know, 25.
27. How about Mr. Adrian Brody?
Oh, wow. Adrian Brody. I want to say he's in his late 40s, 47?
50. He's turning the milestone of 50 today.
I was somewhat close.
How about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sarah Michelle Gellar?
In her crooked smile. I'm going to...
That is a crooked smile. I'm looking at that photo right now, and that is a crooked smile.
She's always had a crooked smile, though. I'm going to say she's like, what, 52? No?
46. How about Anthony Michael Hall?
Oh, man. Just my cousin just seen him at con.
Yeah.
I've seen some photos of him. 56?
55. That's the closest you've gotten. Yeah. Rob McElhenney. You're going to know him as Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I've never seen that show, but I'll take a guess anyway. I'll go 52.
46. Man, okay, we're going to just... How about Peter Capaldi? Do you know Peter Capaldi?
No, it does not ring a bell.
You don't watch Doctor Who?
No.
All right, how about Robert Carlyle? Robert Carlyle, you're going to know from The Full Monty. He was also Rumpelstiltskin in Once.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's got to be up there. He's got to be in the 60s, I would imagine. 60, early 60s, 61?
Oh, close, 62.
Oh.
I was like, oh, get it. All right, here we go. Brad Garrett.
Oh,
Raymond.
Yeah.
Raymond.
No, the Jimmy John commercials.
Yeah.
Jimmy's Johns.
They're everywhere.
Oh, man. He's got to be. Ooh.
I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll go 62 as well.
Oh, 63.
Oh. Oh, I can't hit that bullseye. I can't hit that damn bullseye.
Oh, no, that's close, but no cigar. All right. Oh, man, that's great. So we're going to just jump into the top six in the box office, and then we'll go ahead and talk about the movie that we saw in the box office or that we saw in the theater. A movie I do not know, His Only Son, is number six with 2.8 million. Scream 6 is in number five with 3.4 million. Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves brought in 14 million at number four. Air brings in a little bit more above that with 14 million as well. Wow, they should have a point on this. Air is number three with 14 million. Two is John Wick Chapter 4 with 14 million. So that's three movies in a row with 14 million. And then number one in the box office with $146 million, the Super Mario Brothers movie. And that is what we saw in the theater. Well, you saw it in the theater. I saw it in a drive-in. Kevin, why don't you go over the trailers that you saw in this movie?
Ooh, yes. I got to see About My Father, the De Niro movie. This looks kind of funny, man.
You should see the Red Band trailer for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen the original trailer for it, too. This was cut down a little because it was for a kids' movie. Yeah, it was for a kids' movie, but they did show him feeding the peacock to the people. Spoiler, it's in the trailer.
Oh my god, yeah. Dude, that movie looks so funny.
It does. It really does. Then I got to see Barbie, a trailer for Barbie starring Margot Robbie.
Now, was it a full trailer or is it just like the little teaser trailer they've been giving us?
I haven't seen the teaser trailer, so I can't tell you.
Does it give you a full idea of what the movie is about?
Yes, it kind of does.
Oh, then it's an actual trailer because the teasers that they've been giving us gave no storylines. So.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of want to see it. Of course, I want to see anything with Margot Robbie though. So
I've seen the cast, so I will probably go and see it just for the cast.
I gotcha. Then we got Across the Spider-Verse, which to me it looks good.
It looks so good. It gives you every Spider-Man that has ever existed.
I don't know all of them, so. Then we have Blue Beetle, which I really want to see because it has the kid from Cobra Kai.
And you're a DC Mark.
I am a DC Mark. I'm a full-fledged, unapologetic DC Mark.
I know you are.
Then we have... You are not. then we have Trolls Band Together, which looks like crap.
Yeah, the first one was gold. I love the first Trolls movie. No, the first one, loved the first Trolls movie. Second one was a bit of a stretch to know that they're doing a third when no one really asked for it. I'm like.
And then we have Migration, which does not look very good at all either. It kind of reminds me of Duck Hunt a little bit, maybe. Only because the bird looks like Duck Hunt.
It's because it's a mallard.
Yeah,
I don't know. I do. You know, I think it's very funny that you've gone from Florida to Texas and you're just not like, oh, it's a mallard.
No,
I've lived in California my whole life. And I'm like, what's a mallard?
Well, I think it looks like Duck Hunt, mainly because I was there to see Mario Brothers. And then they played this trailer. So I associate it with Duck Hunt. But those were the trailers I seen. How about you, Steve? What trailers?
I'll be honest with you. We wanted to grab food before we got to the movie. So we pulled up right as the film was starting. So I did not see any trailers. I'm probably going to go see this in the theater because I have the AMC Plus pass. So I do not mind re-seeing this again just to catch a lot of the Easter eggs. Because this movie is filled with Easter eggs.
Oh.
So, Kevin, what did you think when you walked in? Were you expecting to love it, to hate it? Like, what were your expectations for the film walking into it?
My expectations were actually really, really high because our original, the live action Mario movie, and I hated it. I hated that live action Mario movie only because they changed so much from what the characters really were in that movie.
Wait. Let's get into that really quick. They deviated from the characters. Now, the characters, Mario and Luigi are supposed to be two Italian plumbers.
Okay, those are the only two characters in that whole film that made sense. The Koopas, the Goombas and all of those.
All that made sense. De-evolution. De-evolve. De-evolution.
No, it's a horrible movie.
It's a great movie. It's one of my favorite. Yeah.
When was the last time you watched it?
A couple years ago.
And you still like it?
Yeah. Yes, I still, bro.
Okay. We're going to have to agree to disagree on it. It's a horrible movie.
I love that.
Okay. But my expectations were high because I wanted this to be so much better. And it didn't meet my expectations, but it jumped right up there. It's a really, really good movie. I was expecting gold, and I didn't get gold. I got gold plated, which is fine.
This movie shat gold.
It gave gold coins.
And I can't wait for the sequel because you know for a fact that a sequel is going to happen.
How do we know that for a fact?
Because the movie in its opening week made $146 million.
This is true. I will say a lot of people was giving Chris Pratt you know, stuff about his voice on as Mario, but it didn't bother me at all.
No, and see, here's the thing is I didn't care. I love the explanation they give behind it. So anyone that hasn't seen the movie, we're going to talk a little bit about it. Spoiler alerts, anything like that. So if you haven't seen it, you want to see it, not want to be let down or spoiled by anything, this is the rest of the episode. I love how they give the nod to the original characters mm-hmm. of having them talk like that in the commercial. And then it's like, oh, it's just an act for TV. It's like a wrestling character. It's just a gimmick.
And I love how the commercial was so bad. Like they're flying, but you literally see them on stools, laying on the stool, flying.
But that's no, but you see, I popped hard. Cause I don't know if you got it because I don't know if you watched it. But what they gave us is they gave us the beginning of the Super Mario Brothers TV show with Captain Lou. Oh,
the theme song, right?
The beginning with the big "It's a Mario," but that's the beginning of the show.
Oh, I didn't catch it. No, I didn't catch that.
Did you ever watch the live action show with Captain Lou?
No, because I was.
That was the theme song.
I was aging out at that time, I think.
How okay? So real quick on the spot, are you older than me? I'm 40.
Yes, I'm five years older than you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that would be okay. Yeah. So that would be why you would be. Yeah. No, I love that. That was the beginning of the Super Mario Brothers TV show, which I absolutely loved. I popped for on that, and then you get them doing the voices, and then like everything, including going into the kingdom. There wasn't a bit of the movie that I wasn't like, "This is boring. What are they doing?"
I was looking a lot of stuff in the background throughout the whole movie too. You have to tell you the truth, yeah. Like seeing was it the Punch Out bar that they were in to see Glass Joe on the wall. You actually have a little Duck Hunt guy on the wall, Mallard on the wall, I should say.
Yeah, no. So yeah, and that's why I want to go see it again in the theaters because seeing it in the drive-in, I was sitting in my car. You know, I have a bit of a dirty windshield. It's not necessarily a completely focused film on the drive-in screen. Gotcha. People are assholes, forget to turn off their headlights. Like, it's great for me and my wife to go for a flick for $10 a pop.
Oh, I get it. A little date night. I get it.
Yeah, all of the little Easter eggs and everything they had in the background. I loved even going into Kong Country. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I was a little bit let down on was Cranky Kong. Don't get me wrong. I love Fred Armisen. I think he's a great actor. I would have liked to have seen an actual like Cranky Kong than what they gave us. I love that they throw in Diddy. It would have been cute to see Dixie and all of the other random characters that came from the Donkey Kong Country series.
I do love that when they said, go get your cart, that they're doing the wheel, like how you make your cart on the game. Yeah.
It's all the little things. It's when he's playing A Link to the Past on his Nintendo in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, of course you're going to throw a Nintendo into this. Like, of all the games he's playing though, like Link's Awakening, such a weird choice.
You notice all the posters on the back of his wall, they're all Nintendo games as well. They're not actual games, they're like characters in the game.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't able to focus enough on that just because of where we were. It's so good, everything that they threw in the prison, even with the star, because the star that they have in the thing is from one of the Mario games. Just a random couple references that they didn't really throw in, but they throw in so much. Well, I see you go like, what are you talking about? In Super Mario 3, when you have the Tanuki suit, you can also turn yourself into a stone statue. So I would have liked to have seen that at some point. I'm not sure if they do a frog outfit.
That's what the sequels are for.
In Super Mario 3, you also have a boot that you can jump around in. That's just Super Mario 3. I only say that because they threw in the Tanuki suit.
Gotcha.
There's a bunch. There's characters that, from Super Mario Brothers 2. The big thing that produces the egg out of its mouth. Mm-hmm. There's just a bunch of random things like that. But yeah, that's what the sequel is for.
I would have liked to have seen more ghosts. Like, they only showed the one big ghost at the wedding.
Boo. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, is there's a lot of that. There's the characters that have the white masks with the red hoods, yeah, and all that. I know you didn't stay for the post-credit scene. The mid-credit scene is Bowser singing his ballad again, which I thought, yeah, was a little weird. The post-credit scene is them going through the wreckage of somewhere, I'm not sure. And right at the end is a green Yoshi egg. And then the screen goes black, and then you hear the Zarsu!
Oh, very cool. I know that they passed, like,
they did pass the Yoshi dinosaurs. Island.
Yeah,
they passed Yoshi Island.
I like how at one point when Mario first gets to Mushroom City and Toad is taking him through, they pass by a stand, and you hear him say, "Does it work?" And he says, "Yeah, you just gotta blow
into it," which is hilarious, which I think is funny, because that's the trick. That's the trick, yes, to getting your thing. But anyone, I should have had a cartridge with me. It says specifically on the back of the cartridge,
do not blow
into cartridge. Didn't even bother reading that when we were kids, because we were fucking kids. We just wanted to play the game.
We just wanted it to work.
That's right. 100%.
There were so many tricks to that, man.
I still do today. I own like over 50 Nintendo games and a working NES. Like,
I have an emulator. There's so many tricks to that, though. Like, you used to blow in it. If that didn't work, you would have to barely put it in and barely press it down just enough for it to
click. For me, you put it in and then you get it on the edge and then you slam it down to where it crunches it. That was my trick. I love this movie. I cannot wait for the sequel. With the sequel, I hope they bring in Wario. I hope they bring in Waluigi. I hope they bring in, because I would love to know the difference between Peach and Daisy, because are they both princesses? Like, you get what I mean? Yeah.
No,
it's the classic Aunt Viv situation.
I get it. Technically in Mario lore, it's the same person, but.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. 'Cause now we have two separate characters. Yeah. So who came first, the chicken or the egg? Other than that, I love this movie. I would highly recommend checking out in the theaters. I'm going to give it a solid 10 out of 10. Kevin, what's your ranking?
I give it 9.5.
Because it just wasn't that gold for you. It's just gold plated, which you're happy with.
I'm happy with it. Be happy with a 9.5.
Kevin, where can people find you? What do you got going on, brother?
Oh, man, you can find me on the Mod Squad, where we have a bunch of different shows. We have a horror show, a wrestling show. We have a Movie Talk Monday and a gamer show. And we're live every Saturday night with a giveaway. You can also find me on Back to the Retro Review, where we review movies from the 80s and 90s.
That's right. That's right. Well, excellent, Kevin. Thank you for coming on once again as a special guest co-host.
Not a problem, man. Anytime.
Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Last Podcast You Want. So whether you're listening to us on every major podcasting outlet, or whether you happen to be watching us here on YouTube, tip the beal, try the staff, and we'll see you next time.
Cool!
Thanks for coming to see our show.
Sad to tell you, we got to go.
Grab your hat and head for the door.
In case you didn't notice, there ain't any more.
If you like our show, tell everyone but.
If you think it's things, keep your big mouth shut.
It's over.